Weiter in Shas, we're in Nachos Daf Pei Zion. Pick it up towards the top of the page by the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara. Mevi'in lo masak v'lamavush lo me'ushan. Don't bring sweet wine, not cooked or smoked wine. V'mehevi, puzzle. I have a katani reisha. Mevi'in is haliyostian. This type of wine, because how sweet it is. V'mehevi kasher. If you actually bring it then it's going to be kasher. What's going on? I'm Ravia. Kurochu tani. Combine the two statements and teach them like one statement. That statement of the halustian and the sweet wine, that both of them are going to be no good, even b'di'eved. Rashi Amar, chulia deshimsha lomar, sweetness, because of the sun, is not nasty, and therefore the halustian wine is going to be good b'di'eved. Chulia the peramais, but sweetness because of the fruit itself, that's going to be nasty, and therefore it's going to be no good. Amy v'yashin devar Rebbe, Rebbe, devar Rebbe. You don't bring old wine, that's what Rebbe said, chal machshir, and they say it's okay, amar chizkiah. My time with the Rebbe, what is the reasoning of Rebbe? And he says that you don't bring old wine. What does that mean? The year before. Amar kra lakeves yayin. Because the pasuk says that you bring lakeves yayin. Pasuk says v'niskeyem chatzi yayin yeh l'paris yayin l'ayil. Rivis hayin lakeves yayin. So is chodesh l'chodshei ha'shano. Pasuk says lakeves yayin. My keves benchna. So just like the keves in his first year. Af yayim so. But it's not so to the wine, it's been its first year also. Ima keves, ben shtei shana pasul, really, so that's, let's flip it back, that the keves, is, if it's 2 years old, it's going to be no good. Af yayin, ben shtei shana pasul, so to the yayin of 2 years old, the wine is also going to be no good. Chitei mechinam, we say, yeah, it's true, what time we look at the Bible, say, yayin ben shtei shana, lo yavi. That if you got yourself wine that is 2 years old, don't bring it for the Nesach of the Navy. Kasher, you brought it, it's going to be kasher. Man Shamitle, the Amar Loyavi, who did you hear say that what should not bring this? Rebbe, it's Rebbe, the Amar Im Havi Kasher. He said, you brought it, it's going to be kasher. So Rebbe couldn't have learned out his din of an old wine from the Smicha of Lamb of Keves and Yayin, since a Doraisa Psul applies even with the Eved. The Gemara says, okay, so Ella Amarava. Hi, new time of the Rebbe. This is written for Rebbe. L'chsev al tere yayin ki yis adam. Do not look on wine when it's red. Pusik in Mishle. So warning that a person should, to those who would avoid doing averus, don't take wine when it's most red, because then it's really delicious and it's going to make you drunk. And we see that wine is choicest and nice and bishmak. But it's at it's very red color, which lasts for a year. And afterwards, the color starts to fade. So the Torah, the Mechayev, at the first time that the Sachem of wine, they should be the best time. Rebbe's learning from here that it's best that the wine's age cannot go more than 1 year. Next part of the Mishnah, Emi Vien Lo Min HaDalios. We don't bring the wine from Dalios, the ones that are hanging wine, the hanging vines. But if the ones that are trailing on the ground, that's going to be fine. Tanam kramim avudim pa'amayim b'shana. You have these vineyards that are dug twice a year. Yeah, these vineyards, they're dug twice a year. Yosef havali karna de pardesa. Rav Yosef Havale Karna de Pardesa. He had a plot of land. There was a corner plot for a vineyard, the Derufik Bay Tfei Rivka. They dug an extra digging, like a second digging during the year. V'avad Chamra de Dari Maya Ad Chatrin. And he produced wine that could sustain 2 parts water for every part wine that was used to dilute regular wine. It was a lot stronger. Next part of the Mishnah, Loyu Konsin Osan Bachatsavim Gedolim. They would not place their wine in big casks. They put them in smaller barrels. Tana Chavios Kadios Ludios Ubenios. Barrels are equivalent to the medium size Ludian jugs. Emichosan Shtaim. Shtaim, we don't put them 2 by 2, or Achas Achas. We don't put side by side because that one might spoil the other and absorb its fumes. Kesad bode, how does one check the wine if it's impure? Gizbe Yoshev Kanabiyado, this is Gizbe, the treasure would sit with the reed in his hand. Zara Kagir Hikish Bikana. The barrel discharged the froth of the sediment he tapped with the reed. Tana Zarak Hagir Shoshmarim. The barrel discharged the froth of the sediments. Gizbar Hikish Bakana. He would tap with the reed to let him know that you should shut the spigot. It's the stuff coming out. But Lemeli Mamar. So what's this weird situation? Just tell him, shut it off. Why does he have to hit him with this reed? But sadly, Rabbi Yochanan, this is a support of Rabbi Yochanan. It's like speech is good for spices. The Goran Krisa says that when one ground the spices for the Beis HaMikdash, for the incense, he would say out loud, grind it very fine. Kach dibor ra liyayin. So the speech is bad for the wine. So he would just use a stick and he wouldn't speak to communicate when it comes to the wine. Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda Omer. That wine that has mold is going to be no good. By Rabbi Yochanan, Hekadisha, if someone is makdish this moldy wine, from the Sachem, Marushi Yilke, Allah Mishal Balmum, does it get malchus because it's a Balmum? Given the Pasuk Balmum, Dami, Odilma, Ein Balmum, El Bebehema, Teku, Tanar Abanan, Elim, Mimoav, these rams, the choicest ram, the carbonos we brought from Moav. Kfasim echevron, get chavzif chevron, agolim misharon, from this place, gozlos mehara melach, from the hara melach, Yehuda Omer, mivian kfasim, shigavim, kirachim, we should bring lambs whose height is like their width. It should be very fat. We like the fat ones. The fat ones are good. They're good in the fat. Amar Ravavar Shila, my tummy would do what's reason of Yehuda, the sieve. Yireh mikenecha bayom ahu, Kar Nirchav. Your livestock will graze on that day, a broad lamb. Ksev, it says, Al Chomasayich Yerushalayim, Ifkadet Yishomrim. Al Chomasayich Yerushalayim, Ifkadet Shomarim, Kol Yom Echol Alayla, Ah, Yerushalayim. On your walls, Yerushalayim, I have posted guardians. Kol Yom Echol Alayla, Tamid Lo Yechashu, all the day and all the night, continuously, they will never be silent. Tamaskirim, Hashem, Hashem. Al dami lachem, you remind Hashem, be not silent. Do I, Amri, what would those guardians say? What do you mean they'd be quiet? They would not be quiet. Hachi Amri Ava Bar Shila. Ata takum tiracham tzion. Ki yez lechanana kivam oed. You will arise and show tzion mercy. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachum Yitzchak, Amar bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. You're going to say the builder of Yerushalayim is Hashem. In fact, the Gemara, Omei Kara, Amai Hav Amri. But before the destruction of Mr. Mingus, what would they say? Amar Avar of Shila, Ki Bachar Hashem, Betzion, Eva Lemoshav Lo. Hajala Kol Karbonas Atibor, Indalana Lai, Ey! Indalana Lai, Oh, Indalana, Indalana, Imbrabambarana, Mazda for finishing the ninth parak of Minachos. Now, you know what we do? It's time to review Pegim on the page by the bottom of the page. Talk about the Satima of Yachad Bain, Mina Arts, and Michutz Larts, and Chosh Min Yoshan, etc., Yotze Zayin, and we move on to the 10th parak. All right, let's talk about the candles. They go in, they would measure the flour of the menachos. Shtei midos shel yavei shayim, make those two different types of dry measures. Yisarin and chatzi yisarin. The yisarin and the half of the yisarin. So they had kelim that were set up for this. Or meir omer, yisarin, yisarin, chatzi yisarin. That there are actually three types of yisarin, the yisarin and the half of yisarin. There are two types of yisarin in addition to the half yisarin. We'll explain what that means. Yisarin me'ayu b'mishamish. What would they do yisarin for? Shabo haya modid l'chol menachos. He would measure all of the menachos in it. Lo haya modid lo b'shlosha l'par. Not with the three yisarin kli for the mincha that came with the par, the bowl. V'lo b'shul shnayim l'ayil. And not with the two for the mincha that came with the ram. Ela modidin esronos. He would measure the flour for these menachos in single Yisarun measures. Chatzi Yisarun me'ayu shamish. What is that for? Shavoyu modil chavite kohen gadol. The chavite kohen gadol. The mincha that they used to bring. Mechsel b'boker, mechsel b'nabayim. About every single day, half the morning, half the night. Says Gemara Tanya, well, it's in a braisa. Harbi Meir Omer, Ma Tamad Lomi Yisarun Yisarun L'kavetz Echad. Why does it say Yisarun Yisarun L'kavetz Echad? One is heaped, that means it goes over the top, kind of like when you have The heaped one could be muktash, could be maktash the flower, even if it's above the vessel of the rim. It's considered like part of what's going on over there. Gadol shebo hayumodi d'chol menachos. With the smaller heaped one, one would measure the flower for all of the minchas. Beep, turn the page. Pei zayin amabeza. Machuk shebo hayumodi d'chavite kohen gadol. And with a larger level, d'tzaron, kli, one would measure the flower for the chavite minchav the kohen gadol. Cham momim lo yusham el yisaron echa. There's only one type. Shenem of yisaron echa l'kevas achad. Ma imkein ma tamad lomer yisaron yisaron. The rabbis chatzi yisaron is coming to include a half yisaron measure. For Rabbi Meir, who uses this pasuk yisaron yisaron to learn out that there's two different types chatzi yisaron. In other words, you learn out from nafkalei me ve yisaron. Is it from ve yisaron? V'rabbanan, who don't use that vav, lo darshi, they don't darshi that vav. Rabbi Meir, hayv yisaron echad lekevas echad my avodle. What does he do with the? The pasuk says, and one yisaron for the one lamb, which the chachamim learned that there was one type of yisaron. Ahu shalo yimdo. That pasuk says, Meir, that one should not measure. Lo b'shel shlosh l'pair, not with the three yisaron vessel for the mincha that comes along with the pair. Lo b'shel shnayim l'ail, not with the two one, a two yisaron vessel for the mincha that comes along with the ram. The rabbanan who used the pasuk. And one yisaron for a different drasha, nafka lehu me nikudo. They learn out that one cannot use a two yisaron or three yisaron kli from the dot, the nikud that comes upon the pasuk yisaron in the Torah. The time was in a price. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Lamin nakud vav shema emes yisaron. Why is the vav in the yisaron? Why is that nakud? Why is there a dot over there? Shal yisaron rishon shal yom tov rishon shal chag. This is of the first yisaron that's brought. The first day of Sukkot, Shalo Yimdo is telling us that one should not measure Lo B'shel Shlosh L'Parv Lo B'shel Shnayim L'Ayil, neither with a three Yisaron Kli for the Mincha that comes with the bowl, and not with a two Yisaron Kli for the Mincha that comes along with the Ram. For Rabbi Meir, Nikudu Lo Darsh. Meir doesn't darshan the Nikud, isn't darshan the that dot. Next, the Mishnah said, Chatzi Yisaron Me'ayam Meshamesh. What do you use it for? Shaboyam Modid LaChavite Kohen Gadol. Modid? What are you talking about? A half Yisaron of flour from the start? Or a mini? Chavite Kohen Gadol Lo Yabayim Chatzayim. It wouldn't be brought to be something that's in halves. Well, maybe Yisaron Shalom B'choseo. They bring a full Yisaron of flour to be something and divide it over there. From here, the Mishnah says it's clear that chavitin flour has to be measured as a complete yisaron. You can't measure as hasab. We've seen before. What does it mean? Mechalik. It means to split it up. After he measured the complete one, he would divide the flour into two different things of half yisaron. The half yisaron of Rabbi Meir, which one was it? Simen Chatzi Chavite Shulchan. V'tibay l'charabanan, you should ask this question about the Rabbanan also. They also said that there's a half measurement, half Yisaron measure in the Beis HaMikdash. Why are you only asking the question to Rabbi Meir? The Rabbanan Yisaron Gufe Komi Baile. We can ask about the Yisaron itself. Gadol Shayo Machakaya. Question about the half Yisaron alone is asked Rabbi Meir. Amar lei, midor b'meir nishvel Rabbi Meir, midor b'meir nishvel Rabbanan. From Rabbi Meir's case, we can learn out the din of Rabbi Meir in another case, and from Rabbi Meir's opinion, we can also learn out the law according to the rabbis. Midor amar Rabbi Meir yisaron machlok. From that, was Rabbi Meir says that the yisaron measure was a leveled one. Chatz yisaron nami machlok. We can learn out that the half yisaron was also a leveled one. Midor Rabbi Meir machlok. Rabbanan nami machlok. From his opinion that the Yisaron measure for the Chavitin flower is a leveled one. We can learn according to the Rabbanan also that the Yisaron measure was a leveled one. Bari minei Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chama, Meir Rav Chista. Another question. Chavitin kohen gadol. B'mem mechakten l'chalos. With what does one divide their dough into making them, they made them into these chalos, into these loaves? B'yad or b'kli? Do they use a hand or do they use a kli? Pshit or b'yad? Obviously it's done b'yad. Dib b'kli when it says the kli. Tortani Yachnis. She then bring a scale into the Beis HaMikdash for that. Viachnis, let him bring it in. We're talking being a scale. Kevin to a klalaksiv lavar chara. Since the scale is written in connection with a curse, that it's not proper to go bring that into the Beis HaMikdash. Potsi says in the Tochacha, it says, Veheishivu lachmechem b'mishkol. They're going to bring back your bread by weight. They're going to crumble in the oven. Everything divided up by the remaining crumbs. Talking about the base in the Hecha, the Shulchan, what's it then about? Can somebody be Maktish the Kometz of the Lavona in the Avir, in the airspace of it? Mid the Mekadish Lechem, do we say since it's Mekadish Lechem upon him, Kometz and Amekadish, also the Kometz, give me Mekadish, Odom the Chazilim Mekadish, Lo Chazilim Mekadish, Amalei, and Mekadish, it's not Mekadish yet. Is that so? Vamar of Yochanan. According to the one who says that the coin would bend the size of each lechem upon him 2.5 tefachim up. We see that later in the tzaddis. Nimsa shulchan mekadesh chamisha asar tefachim lamayla. It comes out that the shulchan is going to be mekadesh 15 tefachim, height 15 tefachim. The divrei haomer tefachim kofel. According to the one who says that he would bend the sides of each lechem upon him 2 tefachim. Comes out that is 12 tefachim. We see that it can be marked as something is put on it. Amalei in a mekadesh lekarv. The thought of it to be mekadesh it in order to be able to be brought as a carbon. The mekadesh pasul. Sure, you can be mekadesh to a level that it's actually going to pasul it. If that's what you want to do. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great day.